Hey there, pretty lady.
Hi.
It's nice that you assume that I'm talking to you.
It better be me.
Maybe listeners. Those pretty ladies.
I like it.
And the pretty men's.
The pretty men's? Wow.
We have another creepypasta story. This is also by Sloshed Furnace or whatever. What was it? Oh, Sloshed Train.
What? It's part two.
It is. So it's like a, I guess. This one's called A Halloween to Regret. So last night was to remember and tonight's to regret. So we shall see.
Definitely.
Here we go.
Just read it already.
All right. It's hard to believe a year has passed since the incident. I laid there on my bed trying to rid the memories of that unfortunate night, but no matter how hard I tried, I can't repress the events of that night.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. Halloween again, I said quietly to myself. Yes. I got up from my bed and headed toward the kitchen. Today, I wasn't going to school due to the special circumstances. I ate my breakfast and made no conversation with my family. My family just glared at me the whole time. So today is a nice day. Perfect weather, Mom said. I just looked at her and left the kitchen. I went back to my room and sat there at my desk, staring at my clock. Silence. I miss my friends, and not a day goes by that I haven't thought about them. The police never found a trace of them after that night, and obviously they didn't believe a single word I said. Typical cops, I thought in my head. I kept the sticky note I received after that night in a box in my closet. Should I? I questioned myself. I went to the closet, grabbed the box, and placed it on my desk. All right, it's time, I said to myself. I opened the box to find the sticky note was no longer there.
How dare they?
Somebody took his sticky note. No, this can't be right, I started to panic. I searched my room from top to bottom to find the note, to try to find the note, but I had no luck. Running out of options, I stormed out of my room and went back to the kitchen. Where is the note? I demanded.
God.
What note? My mom replied. The note that was in this beep box. I yelled with rage. We don't know what you're talking about. We don't know anything about a note. My sister said. Lies! I yelled back. Calm down, David. My brother said. Damn it! I yelled in frustration. I stormed out of the living room and headed into the garage. I grabbed my bike and set off into the street. I don't know what I accomplished doing this, but I needed to leave. I pedaled my way down the streets and through traffic until I reached the cemetery. I left my bike on the grass and walked down the numerous rows of graves. I reached my friends' graves. Who did this? I whispered. I stood there in silence and dread, remembering all the good times of my fallen friends. A tear rolled down my cheek. It's scary how life can take the things people you love from you in the matter of seconds. My friends aren't dead. They're trapped by that monster. I spent a whole year living in fear. I did everything I could to keep him away. Rituals, sacrifices, spells, everything. I hope this is over and I could live on with my life. I was about to leave until I noticed something on one of the gravestones. It was a sticky note. I leaned down and took the note, and it said, I haven't forgotten about you. I froze. How did this sticky note get here? Unless... I dropped the note and began sprinting towards my bike. Before I reached my bike, a black, tall figure appeared in front of me. What's the hurry? We're just getting started, he said. Everything faded to black. I woke up tied to a chair in a concrete chamber with only a light from the ceiling and a metal door. The metal door opened and the hooded man walked in. I told you I haven't forgotten about you, the hooded man remarked. I felt too weak to talk. All my energy had been sucked out of me. I just glared at him. Your protection is gone. I'm going to have fun with you tonight. Let's begin, shall we?
Uh-oh,
he said. He brought in a cart filled with various torture devices. He took out a sharp knife and jammed it into my chest cavity. I yelled at the top of my lungs as blood gushed out of my body. Shit. Shut up, he said aggressively as he grabbed my tongue and cut it off with his knife. What the what? I felt the blood gushing out of my mouth. I tried to get away until he ripped open my torso and violently stabbed my organs. All right. Do you know how much trouble you've caused me? How a simple human escaped from my grasp, he raged as he began tearing apart my organs.
Gosh.
What the hell? He grabbed my intestines and started choking me with them. I gasped for air. Everything started to fade out. He let go of me and walked to the cart. He grabbed a dull hacksaw from the cart and began cutting off my limbs. Okay. I felt the hacksaw rip through my muscle. Oh. The pain was nothing. I have like nothing I had ever felt before. I kept yelling and resisting. Hopefully someone or something will save me, but I guess my luck has run out. The hooded man grabbed my arm and tore it out of my body. What the? I can't take it anymore. I shut my eyes. I woke up back on the chair. My body was restored to normal. I heard a laugh from a dark corner. We're just getting started, the hooded man smirked. The metal door opened and I saw my family walk in the room. They had no expression on their faces. No, I said in disbelief. This can't be. You should have seen the look in their eyes, he laughed. My family, gone. My worst fear has become a reality. Maybe you should have been a little nicer. Sorry. Every nightmare, fear, and doubt. The past year, I lived in mortal terror for my life and my family, wondering when he'll strike. Ended up happening anyway. My fate was doomed from the start. He tortured me for hours on end, not sparing any tool or method. I could do nothing but sit there. After a couple of hours, he stopped and said, "Now it's time for you to become my puppet, you pest." He stuck his whole hand into my chest. Ugh. I felt the very being of me being torn out of me, my very soul tearing to shreds. No, I'm not giving up. I began fighting back with all my might. He's not taking me. What? No, this can't be. It's impossible, he said in shock as I tore his soul out of his body. I can control him now. I felt the power of thousands of souls coursing through my veins. I can now liberate all the souls of the innocent people that have fallen victim to the hooded man or become stronger. It is Halloween night and I made my decision. Time to collect souls.
What?
No, man.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
Piece of shit. I'm not surprised. He was a shithead from the beginning.
So don't go down dark alleys this Halloween.
No. If you're in your neighborhood and you see something that looks nothing like anything you've ever seen before, maybe don't check it out.
For sure.
Her.
Don't go egging houses.
No.
Be kind.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's dumb.
Have you ever TP'd a house?
No.
You're such an angel.
I am.
Oh my gosh.
I would never do that. It's ugly. People have to clean it up.
Valid.
That's not funny to me.
Just asking.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not a mean kid. And
not now.
Nor was I ever. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. It was friggin' terrible. So.
You asked for it.
Yeah, I did. We will see you maybe tomorrow for a live. It's going to be great. We'll do something. Send us questions if you want to have us answer your questions, because I think that might be fun. If we don't get any questions, we'll
think of some.
We'll just
stare at the camera.
We'll tell you anyway. Or maybe we'll read a creepy pasta.
Ooh.
Yeah, that might be fun. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So Halloween tomorrow. Wait, no. Is Halloween tomorrow? Halloween is tomorrow.
How did you not know that?
Are we doing... Okay, maybe we're doing a live tonight.
Make up your mind.
I have no idea. We'll figure it out. It's going to be great. Love you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Have a great day. See you tonight or Halloween or both. I don't know. Bye. Love you.
Oh my gosh.
Bye.